This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday. Good morning and welcome. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us. This was a great news yesterday. Another way for to ensure kids are getting fed, and this partnership with the Park District and the United Way and the Howard Buffett Foundation and the Decatur Police Department and the Beach House, now in city parks, kids are going to be able to get a sandwich, a takeout lunch.
Right, Brian. You know, what we really have to focus on, I mean, this is this coronavirus, COVID-19, is going to impact us for a long time. But what we really have to focus on right now are two things. One is, you know, public health and safety, and the other is making sure the basic needs are met. And what we don't want is for our kids to be hungry. You know, when they're in school all day, every kid in Decatur Public Schools gets a breakfast and a lunch at school. And with the stay-at-home order and the extending, you know, the schools not being in session, that's not happening for all of our kids. So, I mean, many are going to be fine, but, you know, we have to fill in that gap. So I'm very thankful that we're able to do this and, you know, the generosity of the Howard G. Buffett Foundation and really hitting those basic needs.
No doubt. And those are the kind of ideas that come out of the what's happening, right, with your team and the people that are meeting and sitting around figuring out how do we fill this hole? How do we move this over to here? I mean, it's a day after day after day conversation.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's logistics for those of us who haven't had to do this. I mean, the Park District has had this down to a science in the, you know, the summer program
for years. Yeah.
You know, kids still go to the park and they have activities and they've got, you know, a lunch every day. And so we're trying to kind of mimic that and to supplement what the Decatur School District is trying to do to make sure our kids get fed.
Absolutely. And that's a great story out of yesterday. The not so great story, not unexpected, but no one wanted to hear, but we knew it was coming. The stay at home has been extended till April 30th.
It seems kind of endless at this point. I mean, that's a whole month away. And, you know, as fast as time goes for us, it kind of feels, one of my daughters said, you know, it seems like January was a year, February was a year, and March was a really long year.
April's going to be an even longer year. And I hope everybody's prepared for this. I feel like the governor is setting that tone. I mean, you don't need to dump all of it on everyone all at the same time, but he seems step by step to sort of building the resolve of the people here in Illinois about how we're going to get through this. But to your point, it wasn't even 2 weeks ago. You go back to March 20th when the first announcement was made. We have four more weeks ahead of us and maybe even then some after that. What's your overall sense? I mean, are people getting it? Are they not getting it? I know we're going to have Bill Clevenger on at the top of the hour. They're struggling with the parks. I want to make sure we remind people on this lunch pickup thing. That's a pick up and leave kind of thing.
Pick up and get out.
Yeah.
That's why we have Decatur Police helping out as well.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that's an authority figure that says kids go home.
Yes.
Take your lunch and go.
Yes.
So, Brian, it's people either really get it and they're frustrated by those that are not following the rules of distancing and not taking all your kids to the grocery store when you go. I mean, some people, I guess, can't help it. But, you know, you either get it or you don't. It's not an in-between thing. It's people are really just oblivious to the fact that this is really serious. And we haven't hit the serious surge. I mean, that's coming in the next 2 weeks. They're saying the 15th, the 16th of April will be the worst of it. Having correspondence this morning with the mayor of Aurora has COVID. And, you know, his message, he you know, was disoriented. He was sick. He's you know, recovering. And he's only 50. So, you know, I wish him all the best. But this is hitting everybody. You are not immune. I don't care how old you are or how healthy you think you are.
No doubt about it. All right. So as you guys continue to meet, and we still are at two cases that we know of, correct?
We are. There are more. And you know, Macon County just has not had very many people tested. So, you know, I look at some of these smaller counties and trying to recall the number. I think Douglas County had 29 people tested. And I'm thinking, how can that possibly be when we've tested so few, you know, given that our population is a lot bigger? So, you know, I'm in constant contact with Brandy Binkley at the health department. And, you know, we are following the IDPH guidelines. We are doing what we can. But the point is, just because we don't have gigantic numbers, it's here. It's among us. You may not know that you're a carrier. Got to do those simple things. Wash your hands. Stay away from people.
Yep. I see the good and the bad, you know, almost in like equal numbers. I mean, for every heroic person you see at HSHS St. Mary's or DMH or Crossing, I see people that are using like the trails to walk and they're all polite and they move away from each other and they wave from a distance and everybody, it seems to be acting like grownups. And then you can turn around and see just as many bad examples.
Well, that's so true. And it's one of the frustrations that Bill Clevenger has brought to our group every day is, you know, we're trying everything we can. People are not getting the message about parks. And as the weather gets nicer, that's the natural place you go. We have a great park system. So people go. I'm sorry, I have a frog in my throat. But we have to stay away from people. I just lost my voice.
All right. Talk
for a minute.
I will talk for a minute. The parks and the trails are something that people should use, and most people are doing it responsibly, but you can't go out and play 10-on-10 football or 5-on-5 basketball or have contact sports or have a family reunion. You got to go out if you're, you know, it's us and a 16-year-old. You know, we have our own challenges, you know. But when we go out and we walk, we even distance from each other just so you can set the tone for everybody else.
Absolutely. And, you know, the natural thing to do is if you have little kids, let them wear off some energy on the playground. And, you know, our playgrounds are fun. They hold the germs. You know, Park District is cleaning them as much as they can, but it's not enough. We've got to keep our kids safe because they're probably going to be little carriers spreading it to every adult they're around.
No doubt about it.
We don't know enough about this. We've got to just do this. It's not that hard. Is it fun? No. But, you know, what's a month? Okay. You know, the numbers that came out of Washington expecting how many people, Americans, are going to die from this.
I know.
We're not a third world country. This doesn't happen here.
Well, it is. And it's not nearly over. What do you see on the economic front of this? You know, we're doing our best to help spotlight these businesses and restaurants, but you know, this 30 days, you know, this extension, you know, it just hurts. It hurts. It hurts. I know there's help coming from the federal government. There's a lot of confusion around these SBA loans. I think Nicole and at the EDC and the chamber are trying to do their best. But right now there's just a lot of anxiety and a lot of confusion.
Yeah, true. And people are scared. You know, what does this mean for my job now? How am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to pay my, you know, power bill, my house payment, my car payment? It's things most people don't have a big stash of cash to rely on. You know, I wish they did, but we haven't been very good about that as a country. We're going to have a lot of rebuilding to do, but everybody's in the same boat. Nobody is coming out of this making any money. Nobody is coming out of this better off. So we're all going to have to reevaluate what we're doing. We'll start again. We'll do it as a community. We'll do it as a state. And we'll do it as a country. But there, it's going to be a lot of pain. We're going to have to get creative. We're going to have to figure out how we can do better on less, you know, money. You know, the different governments weren't exactly flush with money to begin with. And, you know, when we're depending on taxpayers to make us able to pay our bills, and the taxpayers now have no money, we can't go back to them. So, you know, Kevin Greenfield and I, the county board chairman, and I were together, you know, 3 or 4 times a day on the phone or in person or texting, saying, okay, what about this? How are we going to handle this? And we've just got to sit back after this is done and say, all right, where do we go from here? How do we make it better? How do we make it more efficient? And maybe, Brian, this is the great opportunity everybody needed to reevaluate how we do things in this state and in this community.
I hope that there's some good that comes out the other end of this, but the other end of this is a long way off. Right now, what we have to do is sacrifice, and I'm not sure everyone has the same definition of sacrifice these days, and I hope we have the fortitude to get through this together. My worry is on the forefronts of just what our medical healthcare workforce looks like, you know, what our law enforcement, you know, looks like, what our supply chain looks like, and what our economy looks like. I mean, those are the four areas where if any of those teeter and collapse, we're in real trouble.
Well, and is it Detroit that has like 600 police officers?
New York City now has positive? New York City has 1,000 officers that are now off the streets.
What do you do with that?
Yep.
I mean, we don't have a lot of people in reserves ready to take that over. So, you know, we've got to protect our frontline first responders, are people who are on the front lines of everything. And let's take that down to your worker at Walgreens who's there trying to make a paycheck and make sure that you get to check out with your essential items. I mean, you know, the folks at Dale's, all of these people, these are our heroes. They're out there trying to stay in business for you, to stay safe. But there's a risk. Anytime you're in constant contact with the public, there's a risk.
Yeah, that's why when you go into Dale's, you don't take 6 people in with you. Go in, get what you need, and get out.
Right. And you know, it's the same is true with everything. Even, you know, Sam's Club is big, so there's a lot of space, and you can spread out a lot easier than some of our smaller stores. But for Pete's sake, stay out of the aisles. If you're in the dollar store and there are three people in the aisles, go to another one. Wait your turn. Just get away from people.
Do you get a sense that a lot of people are just going to some of these larger places just as sort of a social thing? I mean, just to go every day to hang out?
Something to do, you know? I mean, for a lot of retirees, you know, one of the things they like to do is to just go out one day a week to this, you know, maybe it's the library one day, it's Sam's another day to walk around and check out stuff because they're bored. Well, we need to come up with new things to do because you really can't be out just for fun. You need to go out, get what you need, and get back home.
All right. What does the community need? If people want to help, if they want to go above and beyond, they want to do extra. I know people are making masks. I know there's all kinds of efforts underway. How can people, besides the sacrifice of staying home and not being a part of the problem, what can people do to help if they're able-bodied and not showing any symptoms and they want to do something to give back?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. We're doing another mask drive tomorrow from 1 to 3 at the Civic Center for those homemade masks or anything you want to drop off. We even have Girl Scouts bringing Girl Scout cookies to drop by to give to, you know, workers in our hospitals and that sort of thing. So we're accepting just about anything you could imagine. Additionally, there are some blood drives going on. Look for those. If you're healthy and you could give blood, it's harder because you really have to separate people to get those drives going. We can't have the kind of drives we're used to. Give blood. Check on a neighbor, especially an elderly neighbor. Or I had somebody who called me yesterday, an old friend I haven't talked to in a while, and she said, you know, I'm just making phone calls to people because I know people are lonely and trying to, you know, just make sure they're doing okay. And she's in Florida right now, and she's still trying to check on people. But, you know, this isolation is really hard on a lot of people. So even if you don't have to go run errands for somebody, pick up the phone and call somebody you know from church. Just see how they're doing, and it could go a long way.
All right, Mayor, keep up the great work. If there's any news, let us know, and we will see you tomorrow morning.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.